A visit to the doctor might not top the list of your favorite things. Still, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Now, that's not necessarily the case in Russia. A new study shows that fewer than half of all Russians actually went to see a doctor last year. And when they do go, many Russian patients seek treatments that your doctor probably doesn't offer. From Moscow, The World's Jessica Gallagher explains.
Meet Marina Belarusova, a college-educated 20-something English teacher working at a primary school here in Moscow. Her feelings on what doctors do aren't exactly what an American might see as mainstream.
They give advices, and most of them are about herbs. They know a lot of recipes of how to use herbs and so on. My mom still uses it.
Herbs and spells may sound like something out of Harry Potter, but not here. According to the latest government statistics, about 300,000 Muscovites went to alternative healers last year. Overall, Russia has 800,000 of them, more than the number of official doctors. Daria Minarova is a clairvoyant healer. Her Moscow office is full of crystal balls, lava lamps, white owls, and candles. She says she's often called upon by regular doctors to either cast or clear spells for patients. Minarova says they ask me for a consultation when they have a difficult case. For example, when the diagnosis and treatment seem to be correct, but they still can't cure a patient. School teacher Belarusova says it's pretty common among Russians to try Western medicine, then go for the alternative.
I have a friend, and she has a baby, and when the baby was one, I think about one, she also had some kind of disease, but it was inside, like they went to the medical center and they had this thing which showed it. I don't remember what exactly it was. And of course they could treat it with medicine, with pills, and maybe they did something. But it also said that you have to go to a lady who can like cast a spell on it and it will go away.
Now one might think people here are seeking out alternative healers because they're cheaper. But healthcare in Russia is basically free. It's just not very good. Belarusova says many people are downright afraid of Western medicine in Russia.
Medicine is very poor in Russia. It's very bad. And at least they know that when they use alternative medicine, nothing really bad will happen. When they go to have a surgery, they don't know whether they will live or not. Whereas when they take alternative medicine, they know that it maybe won't help, but nothing bad will happen.
Dr. Malkina, who prefers not to use her first name, works at the European Medical Center, a private clinic here in Moscow. She's a certified neurologist, but has integrated alternative medicine into her treatment methods at the clinic. Dr. Malkina agrees with Belarusova that many Russians don't like to take risks when it comes to their health, which is why things like crystals have become so popular.
Yeah, Russian people like to use the crystal because it's very safe. And the crystal is very clean and gives people energy and gives people better feeling.
Russians aren't just flocking to alternative therapies in person. Some are turning to the internet, radio, and television. Diamond Indigo is one of several popular healers on Women's Club TV, a channel devoted to women's issues. Here he is trying to help a patient who called in complaining of various medical problems. He says you have darkness there. You have an entity inside you in the form of a gnome. I'll clean it. I'll get rid of it. Do you feel anything, he asks. The female caller says, I feel a slight coldness. That's good, that's good. The clean energy is working. The entity has gone, is being replaced with clean cosmic energy. That's what you're feeling from Diamond. In light of the interest in these healers, officials are starting to act. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has admitted that the country's healthcare system is a mess. He's pledged, among other things, to fix outdated equipment and medical supplies. In the meantime, the government has become increasingly concerned that Russians are being taken for a ride when it comes to alternative healers. Last year, Parliament approved the first reading of a bill that would prohibit users of supernatural powers to promote their services in mass media. These mystical advertisements, as they're called, include solicitations from witches, magicians, psychics, fortune tellers, and faith healers. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
And you can see a couple of Russian alternative healers in action. We've got the video. You can find it at theworld.org.